Hello everyone, welcome to day 19 of Podmas 2021, the audio advent calendar that will help you manage your mind and process your emotions this holiday season. Today, I want to talk about something that can be quite challenging for a lot of you. Saying no to things during the holidays. Saying no to invitations. Saying no to seeing loved ones. Saying no to giving or receiving gifts. Just saying no in general can feel very uncomfortable. The past couple of years, I've said no to a lot of things during the holidays because I just have not wanted to participate. After my parents' divorce, the death of our puppy close to the holidays, and after struggling with poor mental health for a couple of years, I've just wanted to spend Christmas alone at home with our puppy while my boyfriend has made an appearance with his family when they are meeting up. Luckily, I didn't feel bad about saying no, and I decided to prioritize myself. But I do have a lot of compassion for how challenging it can be, considering the reactions from the people around me. They were not really negative or upset, which of course would have been challenging as well, and some of you might have that reaction if you say no. But the people around me were more sad and maybe a little worried, and they wanted to make sure I was okay. That was honestly almost more difficult for me, because my brain told me, like, just say yes in order to make them feel better. Just say yes. So, I want you to pay attention to if your brain does that too. When you say no, other people will react the way they react, and that's okay. It has nothing to do with you, and everything to do with them and their expectations. They probably expected you to be there, and now that you've said no, they're struggling to manage reality not matching their expectations, just like we talked about last week. But their reaction doesn't mean that you shouldn't say no, or that you should have done something differently. You can do everything right, and they'll still have the right to their reaction and their opinions about it. So I want your focus to be on you instead, and your right to say no when you mean no, and yes when you mean yes. And then you get to manage your mind about everything in between. I also want to point out that you can say no from a place of love. A lot of the time we think in order to say no, we need to be mad or upset somehow. But that's not true at all. We can be kind, loving, and connected to family while also saying no to the things we do not want to participate in. If they choose to react in an unkind way, that's up to them. But you can always come from a place of love if you want to. And I don't see what the downside of that would be for you. So I definitely recommend giving it a try. Saying no doesn't necessarily mean that we don't like them, don't want to be around them, or some other negative thing our brains will make up. We get to choose exactly what it means, and I suggest you focus that meaning on caring for yourself and doing what's best for you in order to protect and care for your relationship to the people you love. Nothing sucks love out of a room like the resentment of people who are doing things against their will and then blaming everyone else for it. Remember what we talked about earlier this week too. Abundance. If you had an abundant mindset and you're not freaking out about the small picture problems, you'll be able to hold space for those who do just that. We don't need family and friends to know thought work or how to coach themselves. We just need to do it for ourselves and then allow all the humans to be the humans. Head on over to my Instagram today if you have any questions about saying no and what that might sound like, or if you struggle with it in any specific situation. I'll see you back here tomorrow. Bye.